The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Remains from a 95-million-year-old marine creature with nubs for legs is clarifying how some lizards shed their limbs as they crept through evolutionary time and morphed into slinky snakes. The snake-like lizard had a small head and willowy body, extending 10 to 12 inches from snout to tail. The aquatic creature also sported a lengthy neck and relatively large rear limbs. Missing were all the bones of the forearms, including the hands and digits found in modern lizards. The oddball creature is a member of a lineage of lizards thought to be snakes' closest relatives. As a sort of missing link, this discovery adds to the picture we have of what was happening 100 million years ago. Paleontologists now know that losing limbs isn't a new thing, and that lizards were doing it much earlier than originally thought. The new fossil reveals the earliest record of this limb shedding in a lizard, and gives scientists a rare glimpse back into the time that terrestrial lizards evolved to be limbless, and some returned to their watery origins. An interesting note is that this fossil was rediscovered from a European museum collection, having been dug up in China over 100 years ago.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.